Donal Brian, congratulations.
Thanks.
League and Cup double. You left it late, but you deserved it.
Yeah, the first half was scrappy enough and stuff. I thought that we didn't do enough. We weren't working hard enough. And I made a change at half-time. I brought Mark Moran on because I knew that, you know, there was a bit of a breeze we were playing against, so we needed to get it to feet more, and I had to sacrifice Jude. And Conor Keddy came on the last 10 minutes and done well. Yeah, thing about it is we kept on passing it, and I think as the game wore on, I think they tired a little bit, you know what I mean? And we started to get on the ball a lot more, and we started to be a bit more clever, bit more, you know, rootlessness, being a bit more rootless around the goal. We probably, you know, could have set ourselves up before that. But yeah, look, it's the 88th minute, or it's the first minute. Once you win 1-0, you don't care, so I'll take it.
And I suppose over the season it shows the class, the strength and depth. You've got a lot of late goals.
Yeah. Just keep on believing, as I said last week, you know what I mean? And, you know, Garvin pops up again. He gets one-on-one. I think it's the first time he's had the opportunity all day. He gets on one-on-one with somebody. Took a little bit of a deflection, I think, and it's into the back of the net, and that's what he's capable of doing, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, once again, Garvin will probably get the plaudits for scoring, but today was just, it's team effort. I mean, I thought Kieran McLaughlin right back was unbelievable today. That's the best game I've seen him, and for a right forward he's unbelievable. Conor Keddy coming on, Mark Moran, William O'Connor, Malachy, Peter Doherty, Gavin Cullen, Jimmy Radley, Jerry Gill, Aidan O'Donnell, Liam O'Donnell, Derek Shivey, every one of them. And I'll give it Paul McKinney and everybody associated with this club, and the young boys that have come and joined this panel this year. And I mean, it's them that deserve it all, and it's been a team effort, and I'm delighted for them once again. I mean, that's the double-double. I don't know, has it ever been done before? Maybe it has. I think maybe Fana had done it before, so I think it's nice. I think maybe after Fana we're the only team to do it, so it's brilliant. I'm delighted for them.
You're hot favourites to win this game, but all credit to Swilly. I mean, they gave it everything.
Yes, be a dogged team. You know, it's if they get their noses in front, they're very hard to get back. You know, to get on top of them, and it's about. I mean, I think that when we've played them previously, we've lost our shape a little bit, thinking that we can just go and bomb on against them and whatever. And what it is when Wade gets the ball or they get in control of the ball, they'll hit you on the break. So it's about not. Being clever about how we go forward, and it's about not sacrificing too many men, only when we need to, when the opportunities open up. And I think that's what we've done today. We played a game where we said, look, let's control it, let's win it first, and then go from there. And I think we've done that in the second half, and that's we come out on top. So.
And finally, it's been a long, long season. Eventually, it's come to an end.
I think I took off a month already, and I'm ready for another break. And It's been hard, and it's been, you know, it's, I don't know how the players feel, but for as a manager as well. And I mean, Dan and John McElroy have been excellent this year for me, you know what I mean? They've come in and give me a hand. Dan Nolan is an exceptional coach. He's brilliant. He's what he gives to these boys, and I've no doubt we'll hear a lot more from Dan Nolan in the future in terms of moving on to bigger things in terms of coaching and stuff. He loves it. He travels every night to training to us. I think it's over 15 or 16 miles, as does Jerry Gill. And it's behind the scenes what goes on and stuff. So yeah, it's been a hard season, a long season, but we go away tonight and I think we're going to celebrate again. And I think there's somebody belong to the club who's, it's their 40th, so happy birthday, Cara Doherty. And I think we'll go out and we'll have a good night tonight, and then it's back in next week, and then what it is, we'll wait and see what the FEI intermediate draw brings, and then we'll just go from there. And I suppose I have to see who's going back to college and who's going to be around, but if it means I use the young boys, well, so be it. So I think there's a lot more to come from this club and a lot more from the young boys, and hopefully next year we'll be able to replicate this again. So
Jason Gibson, commiserations, a case of so near and yet so far.
Yeah, look, we're disappointed. Probably disappointed with our second half performance more than anything. They started to impose themselves in the game, and they started to, when Mark came in there, started to drop off the front, give us a few problems. But look, as I say, if you're playing against a side like Cock Hull and you've one great chance in the first half and one great chance in the second half and you don't take them, then you're going to pay the penalty eventually. Like, that's the unfortunate thing about it. But as I say, we just have to take it in the chin and get on it.
But it augurs well for the future. The fact that you've a lot of young players, you've got to a final, and they really gave it everything.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, that's what we're about. Like, I mean, as I say, we keep forgetting Don Higgerty's 17, Jordan Tone's 18, boys like that. We just threw Conor Gormley onto the bench today. We weren't going to use him, but we just wanted to give him the experience of being there. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to develop the young players. So, and I mean, it was strange after the last cup final because we celebrated, but I also told him at that time, you know, you have to experience losing one as well, and you have to use that experience then in the next one that you go into, and that's just the way football is. You can't win all the time.
The last 15 minutes, you were under a lot of pressure. You came close to forcing it to extra time. In the end, I suppose it was heartbreak to concede such a late goal.
Yeah, look, we tried to make a few subs there late on as well to try and get the freshness to get us to, like, we're obviously knew that we're under cash at that stage. If you can get to full time and get regrouped again, so it was unfortunate that it came so late, but that's what they do. Like, it was one, I mean, Ryan Shields, I thought, was absolutely excellent all day, and ball breaks down and their final third of the field, and Gavin gets a bit of space, and in fairness, Wade fancies himself to get the shot, only takes a wee nick, and look, that's football.
Finally, it's the end of the season, but it's been a good season for Swilly Rovers, and foundations are being laid for the future years.
Yeah, look, that's, I always look for every year, like, as a wee bit of improvement every year, and it's the same fourth season now, and we've been fortunate they won a couple of trophies and get the finals, and look, I think the club's going in the right direction, in my opinion. And as I say, we keep developing our young players, and the foundations are laid. So as you say, it's been a good season. There's only three trophies up for grabs. Cockhill got two, we got one. And as I say, we're going to have to be happy with that and build on that. So.